how to play corner and safety?
I mean, again, it just goes to, back to a situation of what a team and organization values me at, whether it's playing corner or playing safety and stuff like that. And as far as corner is concerned, I've been back there, you know. Mine's a couple of snaps this season, but it's been a year and a half, 2 years, you know, being at the corner position. So and it's just one of those things that we'll see where it goes from there, you know, where the team values me at.
How important was it for you to make it through the season healthy, you know, for the first time in a couple of years?
Yeah, I mean, it's very important. I mean, everyone has that value of wanting to make it through the season healthy, you know. I mean, we play a vicious game, you know, and making it through the season is very important at the end of the day, and it's good to make it through this, you know, this long season, you know, healthy and not have to go on IR or have surgeries and stuff like that, and you know, and being able to look forward to the future.
Did you have your exit interview yet? Did you tell them you wanted to come back? Or?
I mean, I talked to my position coaches and defensive coordinators and stuff like that, and you know, they can only do so much, especially with the new head coach coming in and stuff like that. If they are going to be kept around, and everyone's in that limbo situation right now, unfortunately, and it's one of those things to where you just got to weather the storm, and they'll know sooner than I will as far as if they're going to be here or not. And then you know, if some of the coaches are going to be here, then you know, that's great. But then at the end of the day, it's still the monetary situation still remains as far as locking up, you know, key people on the team. You know, you need to lock in the quarterback, you need to address the offensive line. There's just more needs that can be addressed, you know, other than myself, unfortunately, you know, and depending on what the cap number is. And there's a whole bunch of things that comes into play, you know, with me being able to stay here, you know.
Ideally, would you want to be here?
Oh yeah, I mean we have a great team here, you know, and this whole season has been a product of you know, us beating ourselves and letting games get away from us, and us just getting our own way. So I mean, despite that, there's great players on this team. There's we've had some great coaches, you know, being able to help us through the process, and us as players, we weren't able to get our ways and be able to make the necessary plays that we need to be able to, you know, continue the season.
Great players. So what type of coach does this team need? What kind of voice does this team need?
There was nothing wrong with the coaching staff prior, you know, with Coach Kelly, you know. It was just a situation of the players, you know, again, not making necessary plays that we needed to make, you know, to be able to get the wins that we needed, and being able to get into the playoffs and stuff like that, you know. Like I said, the coaches only can do so much on Sundays and Mondays and Thursdays whenever they're playing their games. You know, they can only do so much when it comes to the players to be able to execute the game plan, and the players to be able to make the necessary plays, and we weren't able to do that this season.
Walter, what's your impression of Philadelphia time here?
It's great. I mean, I really like the city, and there's just something about it that attracts me to it. And if I could, I would like to be here. And, you know, if not, then that's going to be the situation. That it's a business, you know, and I understand that. And it's not my first rodeo being able to move places. You know what I'm saying? I'm going into my seventh year now, and so it's I'm accustomed to the situation of having to leave happy.
Sorry, what about playing like safety? Is that something you want to continue to do?
I mean, I wouldn't mind playing safety, you know. I mean, again, it comes back down to what a team values me at, you know. And I guess we'll see within the next couple of months and what that's going to be.
Was staying healthy in 2016
important? Well, I mean, it's important for everybody, you know. I mean, at the end of the day, you know, I mean, it's always important to be able to make it through a season healthy and not to have surgery and stuff like that. And yeah, it was important.
Do you feel like you proved something to the league this year by not only playing the full season but playing the way you did?
To a degree, you know, just given my history as far as injuries are concerned, and people not knowing my ability, being able to play in this league, and it's just show them that I can play in this league, especially playing a position that I never played before, You know, I think that goes a long way as showing my character and ability to be able to perform and stuff like that. And you know, and I felt that I you know, had a decent year and I could play a lot better at that position. So that's my mindset going into this offseason, is to get better in my technique and craft. And there's a lot of things that, especially in coverage, various point about just, you know, giving up a lot of plays that aren't characteristic to my ability, especially coming from the cornerback position, you know. And so it's just one of those things that I'm going to address in the offseason and focus on my technique and get better and come back better, have a better season next season.
What's the overall plan for the offseason? When do you get back to work and all that?
You said when will I get back to work?
I mean,
you know, let the body recover from the long season and, you know, obviously get back to work. And, you know, like I said, I'm looking forward to having a better season than this past season. And whether it's at corner or at safety at the end of the day.